So the biggest campaign fundraiser in history, $15 million, packing a star-filled House of Hollywood millionaires in L.A., and the president at the center of it all. A huge chunk of the money came from people who were entered in a drawing for a chance to see it all, to hang out with George Clooney, Barbara Streisand, Robert Downey Jr., producers like Jeffrey Katzenberg, Steven Spielberg, maybe. Who would want to be a nobody at a party like that? Well, we wanted to find out, and so exclusively on public radio, we crashed the Clooney crib and got ourselves right in the middle of the mother of all pledge drives. The takeaway goes to George's. Party time. Look at these cars. Oh, my God. Where am I going to park? Any handicap parking around here? Okay, great. Thanks. Look at the Secret Service everywhere. There's no place to walk your tiny trophy dog around here. Okay, go up to the door. Nice ramp, George. Wheelchair accessible entrance. This is looking good. Whoa, Robert Downey Jr. having a little trouble getting in.
No offense, but I don't play well with others.
Big man in a suit of armor. Take that away. What are you?
Genius. Billionaire, playboy, philanthropist.
Hey, guys, this man is a legend. He's with me, Public Radio, John Huckabee. You know, we pretend we're conservative, but we're really part of a vast left-wing conspiracy. Great, yeah. All right, thanks. Robert, don't thank me. Just get me into the premiere of the next Avengers, okay? Man, this party is crowded. You've got moguls and security dudes with earpieces lined up wall to wall. Oh, and there's Mr. Center of Attention himself.
I'm sure some aspect of it will be handmade. Malia and Sasha... It's sort of like an arms race in terms of who can make the bigger, more creative card.
What's he talking about here? Mother's Day?
My presidency will mark a new chapter in America's leadership on climate change.
Loosen up, Mr. President. This isn't some policy discussion at Georgetown. It's Hollywood. And by the way, have you seen Barbara Streisand? She's here, right?
I thought she was behind me.
Right.
See, she gave me so much grief.
Grief? Well, she does tend to be kind of intense. Oh, there she is. Oh, my crazy parents are going to be so blown away when I tell them about this. Barbara Streisand, hi. John Hockenberry.
Can you tell me anything good about your parents?
My parents? Really? Nice people from the Midwest. Love your music. Oh, God, I sound like some tourist celebrity stalker. John, just be normal, for heaven's sakes. Ms. Streisand, I must seem so dull.
I don't know what normal is, and you're anything but dull.
Well, thank you.
You must be doing something right.
I got into this party, right? Excuse me, I'm going to go mingle.
Let me be clear. We must be as careful getting out of Iraq as we were careless getting in.
Excuse me, let me just slide by here. Thanks. Now, where is the host? Mr. Clooney.
For such a smart person, you really are lost, aren't you?
Well, hi, George. Who wouldn't be lost in a place like this? I'm not lost. I'm just looking for the way to the bathroom. Tell me how to find it.
This place houses a security system that rivals most nuclear missile silos. Through these doors, each of which requires a different six-digit code changed every 12 hours. Past those lies the elevator. This is where it gets tricky.
Whoa, George. Hey, you know, some little powder room, like a half bath, is fine for me.
The elevator shaft is rigged with motion detectors. Two more guards with Uzis and the most elaborate vault door ever conceived by man.
You know, I think I'll just hold it, okay? It really isn't that big of a deal. I'll just look around on my own. What room is this? Nice trophies. No Oscars, I guess. Yikes. Not a bad room, though. Hey, is that Rosemary Clooney's trumpet? Maybe in here. Uh-oh, Secret Service.
Now, isn't it possible that this guy's pushed some buttons in you?
Look, do you need some ID or something? Sorry, I was just walking around. Mr. Eastwood?
I'm just trying to protect your boss, damn it.
Yeah, well, so am I. We're trailing 12 points in the latest polls.
Hey, those aren't the polls I've seen, but hey, who would have thought former Senator Fred Thompson would be at this party?
As I talk to friends and family and neighbors...
There we are, back at the party. Whew. People are really getting into the party mood around here. Is that Biden with a lampshade on his head?
He probably got out a little bit over his skis, but out of generosity of spirit.
Don't you know who I am? I'm a fixer.
George Clooney, is this the part where we reach into the wallets, write the checks, that sort of thing? Is there a number?
10 is a number.
$10. I don't know. I don't have any cash. I just came over here from the studio.
I'm going to make it easy. Let's make it $5.
$5? That is easier. I can do that with some change. Give me a minute here.
Do I look like I'm negotiating?
Okay, George. This is getting a little intense. What do I do here?
$10 million.
bank of my choosing, offshore, immediately.
$10 million? Are you nuts?
Say it.
Okay, fine, I'll say it. Whatever. $10 million, bank of your choosing, offshore, immediately. Sounds a little shady.
Do I look like I'm negotiating?
All right, I'm out of here. Hey, Mr. President, just don't tell anyone I was here, okay?
I've got to admit, it's been funny to watch some of these folks completely try to rewrite history now that you're back on your feet.
What we imagined it might have been like last night at George Clooney's record-breaking fundraiser for Barack Obama's re-election campaign. And by the way, this is Rosemary Clooney's trumpet.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.